USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Krumrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Earlier this week, the DOJ sued the state of Texas over the floating barrier. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. More injuries are being reported after yesterday morning's crane collapse in Manhattan, New York. Nearly a dozen people, including two firefighters and some workers at the site, were injured, too seriously. Roughly 16 tons of concrete were on the crane more than 40 stories up when the crane's engine caught fire. The arm of the crane hit the building across the street, then part of the arm and the concrete fell to the ground. The New York Daily News is reporting that hydraulic fluid leaked onto a heated plate on the engine, sparking the fire. Singer Sinead O'Connor is dead at the age of 56. O'Connor's family confirmed her passing in a statement to Irish media, saying they are devastated. The date and cause was not announced. Irish President Michael Higgins praised O'Connor's authenticity as well as her beautiful, unique voice. USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected her proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said no, it did not, defense attorney said there was no deal. A global organization is calling for a worldwide ban on cell phones in schools.
A report from the United Nations is warning against excessive smartphone use in schools by calling for a global ban. UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture Agency, said evidence shows that excessive use of smartphones is linked to worse performance in school. It also said a high screen time has negative effects on children's emotional stability. UNESCO said its urge for a smartphone ban is a message that technology should work for people, not the other way around. I'm John Schaefer.
Three U.S. Marines died from carbon monoxide poisoning at a North Carolina gas station last weekend.
It's what authorities are saying since autopsies were performed Wednesday. The bodies were discovered in a car at that gas station in Hampstead, maybe 60 miles or so from their military training station. No drugs were found in the vehicle. An investigation is ongoing. The ages of the Marines ranged from 19 to 23. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Bree's car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistency. All over Bree's car, clips right on your vent.